Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos class learning, Erev Shabbos. I hope everyone is well and had a meaningful week. So let's get right into our learning, please. We are learning tonight. Our sponsor, I think, has sponsored this year, Pirkei Avos. I think this might be her fourth time sponsoring Kanai Nahar. She still wants to remain anonymous. So I am going to, of course, respect her wishes and not announce her name. I thank her not only for tonight's sponsorship, and not only for her friendship, but for multiple sponsorships and ensuring that this Shir series, Baruch Hashem, keeps going. Tizku the mitzvah, so the ma'isim tovim to you and your family. Tonight she is sponsoring specifically as a refuah shalema for Shalamit Bat Rachel and Tovia Ben Yenta Shava. May they both merit besuras tovus and refuos besoch shar chalei Yisrael, and also as a hoda'a and shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for everything he gives our family. We are so grateful. When he seems to close one door, another one opens. So Baruch Hashem, may the zechuyos and the brachos continue to shower down upon you and your family. And I, and I'm sure our entire chabu, are extremely grateful for your continued sponsorship of our shir. I know who you are, you know who you are, and so does the Ribbono Shel Olam. So let us get into our learning, please. Welcome back, everybody. I am going to just begin by screen sharing to go to the Mishnah that we are going to be basing tonight's shir on. Okay, so could you see I came to Mishnah Pirkei Avos Perek Aleph? Yes, thank you so much. Okay, so this is the final Mishnah in Perek Aleph. Okay, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, you see it here on my screen, this is not the same as the Perek Beis with which Pirkei Avos opens, which is Rabbi Shimon Haya Mishayarza Knesses Hagadola, Hu Haya Omer, Ashlosh Dvarim HaOlam Amid, Ala Torah Ve'alvoda Ve'algmilas Chasadim. That's really how Perek Aleph begins, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Here, this is teaching us a different Yisod. Al Shalosh Advarim HaOlam Omeid, upon three things does the world stand. Al HaDin Ve'al HaEmes Ve'al HaShalom. The world stands upon Din, judgment, Emes, truth, and Shalom, peace. Shanemar. Now, we have discussed this Mishnah in the past, but of course, it's not going to be a duplicate shir. We're going to be discussing a different aspect or facet that we have not yet learned. Aladin v'ala emes v'ala shalom shenemer, like the pasuk says in Zechariah, emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'shar reichem. So emes is truth, mishpat represents the din and the judgment, and shalom represents peace. These three elements represent or are the pillars upon which the entire world stands. Okay, I've told you this previously, just a reminder. Rav Yisrael Meir Lau writes in his Yachal Yisrael commentary to Pirkei Avos, when the pasuk says, by ma'aseh bereishis, when Hashem commands the herbage, commands the trees and the herbage to grow, tadshe ha'aretz desha, let the earth sprout grass, desha, by ma'aseh bereishis, din shalom emes. Rav Yisrael Meir Lau writes that desha, dalet shin aleph, is an acronym for the three things upon which the world stands. So in the time of ma'aseh bereishis, Hashem said the world cannot exist without these three things. Another thing I was thinking when I was preparing tonight's share specifically is that Din, Emes, and Shalom are all names and attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So perhaps Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is teaching us that upon three things the world stands, upon three manifestations of God's presence in the world. Din, there is only one Dayan Emes, there will be the Yom HaDin before the Dayan HaEmes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, excuse me, the Dayan HaKol, we have Yom HaDin on Rosh Hashanah, we know Rashi to Perek Aleph. Pasuk Aleph of Bereishis tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the whole world with Din. So Din is a manifestation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Furthermore, Emes, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos 55a, that Emes is one of the names, that Emes is Chos Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truth. And in regard to Shalom, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos Yod, that Shalom is one of the names of Hashem. So I was thinking something interesting that never occurred to me before, which is when Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says the world stands upon three things, Din, Emes, and Shalom, Ha-Din, the Din, Hey Hayidia. It doesn't just say the world stands upon Din, Emes, and Shalom. Al Ha-Din, Ve'al Ha-Emes, Ve'al Hashem. The Hey Hayidia is an identifying or knowing, hey, perhaps it refers to the capital T, the identifier, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ha-Din, the Din of God. God who is Din, his very essence is Din. And we beseech Rachamim, it's manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'al ha'emes, chos mashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emes, mashach ha'shabes, nun hei. And finally, ba'al ha'shalom, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shalom, mashach ha'shabes, yud. So you see here that the world stands upon manifestations of God's eminence, Like we know, Akash Baruch Hu is Mekomo Sha'olam, the Ein Ha'olam Mekomo. Akash Baruch Hu is the place of the world. He does not inhabit this world. We inhabit Akash Baruch Hu, so to speak. So that's the first thing I was thinking. The world stands upon, excuse me, these manifestations of Akash Baruch Hu. That's number one. Now, keeping this in mind, Aladin Vala Emes Val Sham, I want to go to this week's Sadra. This week's Sadra is Parshas Vayishlach. Could you see I went to Vayishlach? Right now, Malki Sultan, you're the only one I could see. Yeah? Okay, very good. Okay. So we came to Parshas Vayishlach, this week's Sadra. Okay? And Yaakov's preparing to meet with Esav HaRasha, his brother, that he has not seen in 20 years. And the last thing he knows, Esav wants to kill him. So he has no idea what's going to happen. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav Ali Esav Achiv Arza Seir Stei Adam. Excuse me, and Yaakov sent messengers before him to Esav, his brother, to the land of Seir, to the fields of Edom. Rashi says, Malachim Mamish. Yaakov actually sent Malachim to Esav, so Yaakov wants to give Esav a heads up that he's coming. And he commanded them, saying, Kol Shomu La'adoni le'Esav, so you should say to my master, to Esav, Kol Omer Avdecha Yaakov, so says your servant Yaakov, Im Lavan Garti Va'acharat Atar. I was a stranger, I was a sojourner by Lavan, and I was there until now. I delayed until now. Rashi famously says, Im Lavan Garti, Rashi says, Taryag. Rashi says, Gematria Garti is Taryag. Im Lavan Garti, Vitaryag Shamarti. I dwelled with Lavan, and yet I kept the 613 mitzvos. I delayed until now, and I have all of these animals and all of these servants, and I'm sending them to my master, meaning you, Esav, so I should find favor in your eyes. And the angels come back to Yaakov, and they say, you're not going to believe it. Maybe you will believe it. But we came to your brother, we came to Esav, and he is coming to meet you, but he's coming with 400 men along with him. And Yaakov was very afraid, and he was distressed. Vayira vayetzer. So Rashi says, Vayira and Vayetzer. Why a double lashon of distress or being afraid? He was afraid that he would have to kill others, and he was afraid he would be killed. So what does he do to prepare for battle? He does three things to prepare for war. First of all, he divides the camp. Vasatzon, vasabakar, and the flocks, and the cattle, the hagmalim, and the camels, the shnei machanos. He, you know the English expression, lahavdil, excuse me, but don't put all your eggs into one basket. Pardon me, lahavdil, alfei avdalos, don't put all your eggs into one basket. Don't leave everybody in the same camp. If you divide the two camps, then if Esav strikes that camp will survive. But if everybody's all together, and Rachman al-San Esav comes, and he hits the camp, everyone's going to be finished. And that's exactly what he does. Vayomer, and he says this. Im yavo Esav al machane achas v'yikahu, if Esav comes to this camp and he kills them all, v'haya machane nishar lepleta. This, I think, I don't know, but I think this is where the phrase she'eris hapleta comes from. We talk about she'ichu l'arichus yamim shanim v'tovim, the remaining Holocaust survivors, they're called the she'eris hapleta. I think that this is where it comes from. Nishar lepleta. The She'eri Sapleta, you see it right here. The remainder, those who survived, will escape. So he says, he has a battle tactic. Half of you here, half of you there, this way I ensure that somebody will survive. Ayomer Yaakov. And now what does he do? He davens. I'm going to skip that for a minute. And the third thing he does is presents. We're going to go back to the tefillah in a minute. And he slept there that night. Vayikach minam bam biyado mincha the Esav achiv. So he... This is the night before, and he takes from that which he has in his hand an appeasement, a present for Esav, his brother, and he sends hundreds of animals. You could see, Izim Masayim, Usayashim Esrim, Vechelim Masayim, Ve'elim Esrim, 20 she-goats, 200 she-goats, 20 he-goats, 200 ewes, 20 rams, and nurslings, and camels, and they're nursing babies, and bulls, and male donkeys, and female donkeys, hundreds of presents. So he divides the camps, he sends presents, and he davens. Let's go back and look at the tefillah. Vayomer Yaakov, Elokei Avi Avram, Velokei Avi Yitzchak. And Yaakov says, the God of my father Avram, and the God of my father Yitzchak, Hashem, Ha'omer Elai Shuv La'artzecha U'maladetcha Ve'eti Va'imach. God appeared to him at the house of love, and at the end of 20 years, and told him, go back. So he says, Hashem, who told me, return to your land and to your birthplace, which is, let's go back to Canaan, and I will do good for you. Katonti mikola chasadim imikola emes. I've been diminished by all the kindness and all the truth that you have done with your servant. Because with my staff, I crossed this Yarden River, and now I'm in two camps. When I came here, when I was going the other way 20 years ago, all I had was the staff in my hand. I had nothing. I had no wives. I had no children. I had no flocks. I had no servants. I had no money. Elisa stole everything. I had absolutely nothing. And now I'm so blessed. I have enough people and wealth and servants and animals that I could divide into two whole camps. Excuse me. Rashi also says that when he went, the Yarden, the Medrash says, split for him. So he gives thanks to Hashem. And then he utters his tefillah. Hatzileini amiyad achi miyad Esav. Save me from the hand of my brother, the hand of Esav. Ki yare aniochi oso. I am afraid of him. Pen yavol vihikeni em abanim. Lest he will come and he will strike mother along with children. Vata amarta heitiv etiv imach. And you said, you will certainly do good with me. And you, God, said, I will certainly do good with you. I'm deciding if I should go get a drink of water. Stay tuned. V'shamti at zarecha k'chol hayam. I'll place your seed like the sand of the sea. Rashi says, like the bracha of Hashem to Avram. Asher lo yisaper mirov. You won't be able to camp because there's so much. Okay, so this is the tefillah. I just want to point out something fascinating about the tefillah, which is really just a side point to share, but I always think about it. We have a principle in the Gemara, Maseches Brachos, Lamed Beis, that the Gemara says, "La'olam yisadar adam shivcha shamachon va'achar kach yispalal." A person should always praise God and then pray. So first you praise and then you ask for your needs. And that's exactly what we do in the Shemona Esrei, by the way. First, we have three brachos of praise, during which Rabbi Shari Shechter told me a number of years ago, you're not allowed halachically to ask for bakashos. During the beginning of the Shemona Esrei, Ata Kadosh, Ata Gibar, you're not allowed to ask for bakashos. It's purely praise of God. First praise and then pray. So the kasha is, where is the Gemara learn this out from? So the Gemara learns it out from Ve'eschanan. If we look in Ve'eschanan in Devarim, Per Gimel, Psukim, Chaf Gimel through Chaf Hei, you see the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ve'eschanan el Hashem Be'isei Leimor, I implored, I entreated, I begged God at that time, saying, what did Moshe want? To go into Eretz Yisrael. E'ebrana ve'era esa eretz ha'tova zo sahara tova zeh v'halavonan. I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. But before he has to go into Eretz Yisrael, he praises God. Before he has to go into Eretz Yisrael, he says, "Atah chilosa laharus es avdecha es gedolcha ves yarcha chazaka mi kamocha asher yasa kamasecha gvurasecha." Before Moshe asks for his bakasha, he praises God. So it's a gevalda kasha. Why do you have to wait till Devarim Perek Gimel to bring a proof? Why does the Gemara need a raya from Devarim Perek Gimel? Didn't I just show it to you? Don't you see here on the screen? This week's Sedra. Bereshus. Paraklamet Beis of Bereshus. Why wait? Oh, it would be perfect. The Gemara says in Brachos Lamed Beis. The Chumash says in Bereshus Lamed Beis. Beautiful. It's a match made in heaven. I'd have to wait till Devarim Perek Gimel to teach me that I have a raya from the Chumash. Why do you have to wait till Moshe? What about Yaakov? Yaakov did the exact same thing. Look. Yaakov begins by saying, Hashem, the God of my father, Avim. This isn't really the point. I wasn't planning to say it. It's not written into my notes, but it's a beautiful verse I'm going to share with you. And I think about when I read these psukim. So you're getting an extra verse. I could tie it into Pirkei Avos, actually. Al tas tfilascha keva. Al arachim yisachanunim lefnei makom baruchu. There you go. Let's even tie it into Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah tells us, Al tas tfilascha keva. Don't make your prayer by road. They should be full of compassion and supplication before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should have kavana every time you daven. It shouldn't be by road. It shouldn't be words you know off by heart, which we do know them off by heart because we say them so often. You should put your whole self into your tefillah. And when you put yourself in the tefillah, you have to know that first you praise and you pray. That's what the Psukei de Zimra is. It's all a song of praise leading up to our bakashos. Yaakov Avinu does a writer, so now I tied into Pirkei Avos, so now it could be part of the point of Shir also. Vayomer Yaakov, Elokei Avi Avram, Elokei Avi Yitzchak, Hashem Amar. So he introduces, he says, listen, you're the God of my father Abraham, the God of my father Yitzchak, you told me to turn to my left, you told me good for me. And then what does he do? Pasuk Yud Aleph, Katonti Mikol Chasadim Mikol Emes Asher Sises Avdecha. He praises God. I've been diminished by all the kindness and by all the truth that you have done for your servants. Kivamakli Avarti Seyarden Azeh. When I came here, I was such a pauper. I only had a staff in my hand. Va'ata Yisi Lishnei Manachos Machanos. And now I am so wealthy. I'm so blessed from you. I have so much abundance that I'm actually in two camps. This is a pasuk of praise. And then the next pasuk is his bakasha. Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav. Please save me from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esav, because I'm afraid of him, lest he comes and he will smote mother with children. So you don't see what happened? Veshanan el Hashem be'esha yilemar. Vayomer Yaakov elke Avrim elke v'yitzhak. Ata chilosi lahauses avdecha. Katonti mikol chasali mikol emes. Ebra na ve'eres haratzo tova azos. Hatzileni amiyarachi miyayv Esav. It's the same structure. So Isaac Gemara Maseches Brachos Lama Base after Eitzel Moshe Rabbeinu to tell me Lo Amisadar Adam Shivcha Shemakom Va'achar Kach Kispal. It would be much easier to tell me from Bereishis Lama Base. Then we would all be able to remember so easily. Lama Base Bereishis Brachos. Perfect. So this is a kasha I had quite a number of years ago. A long time learning partner, Esther Goodman. Maybe some of you know her from Lawrence, New York. Extremely intelligent, bright woman. She offered a beautiful answer. And I think about all the time. I promise I wasn't planning to say this. Okay. But I tie it into Pirkei Avos. If we would learn it out from Yaakov, then we would have a principle that every time we praise and then pray, we would always have our bakashas answered exactly the way we asked. Yaakov was asked to being saved. Yaakov was saying, save me from my brother, from Esav, the hand of my brother, the hand of Esav. I'm afraid of him, lest he come and hit mother with children. And that's what happened. Hashem saved him from the hand of Esav, his brother, because he was afraid. When Esav did not come and he did not hit mother with children, Yaakov's tefillos were answered the way he asked. So we might think, if the Gemara brings this as a proof, that every time a person follows the structure of praise then prayer, Hashem will always answer your bakashas the way you ask. Now we know that that's not true, because we work for the king. The king does not work for us. The king has his cheshbonos that we don't understand very often. Sometimes we daven and we see the Yeshua in the way we asked. Sometimes we daven and we don't see the Yeshua in the way we asked. And we don't understand why. Or Moshe Rabbeinu praised God and then prayed. And yet, he did not have his bakasha requested. He did not have his bakasha's request answered in the way he asked. He asked, "Ebra na ve'era esa'aretz tova zo sahar tova zeva halavoner." What did Hashem say to him? "Alei al har ha'avarim hazeh, uri'sicha be'enecha v'shama lo ta'avar." Nevertheless, la'olam misad adam shivcha shemakom v'achar kach ispala. It's not a magic formula. That's the structure of prayer. That's how you'd pray. Sometimes you see your tefillos answered the way you want. Baruch Hashem, we see the revealed Siyata D'Shmaya, revealed Hashkacha, and sometimes we don't. That's when we need Amunah. But if the Gemara would bring the proof, the Raya from Yaakov Avinu, then we would think that every single time we do this formula, praise, prayer, then it's always going to be answered the way we asked. But it's not correct. The reality is that the formula is different. The reality is that like Moshe Rabbeinu, sometimes we ask, and we don't understand, but Hashem does not answer the way we want. And therefore, perhaps, that's why Chazal do not bring us the Raya from Yaakov, even though his tefillah is mamash the same. Introduction, praise, bakasha, prayer. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Introduction, praise, bakasha, prayer. A lot of food for thought. A lot of important food for thought. And yet we keep davening by Ashkim Avram Bavoka al Makom Asher Matram Aspanei Hashem. We go back and we daven again, even if we do not see the bakasha. First of all, maybe a Kosh Baruch Hu didn't listen the way we asked the 100th time, but he will the 101st time. We don't know. Second of all, even if the tefillah is not answered in the way we ask, Hashem has his cheshbonos. And Lamaisa, we never know when we will be answered, when those tefillos will be used as a chus for something or for someone else. Maybe not in our time, maybe in a future time, maybe for someone else in Knesset Yisrael. So this is the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu. Okay, I'm going to get a different source. 1 second, okay? Since the shiur took a whole different turn. 1 minute. Okay, sorry about that. Along the way, I stopped for a tissue in addition to the other source that I decided to get. I think we might come back to Din Shalom and Emes next week. Totally not planned. Okay, Rabbos Machshavos B'Levish V'Atzas Hashem Hisakum. That's also something we say in Yehi Kavod every morning. I'm going to quote from Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Eisenman in Drumroll Mishpacha. Okay. September 21st, 2022. On a regular Tuesday in 1965, I got off the school bus with my older brother and... Oh, I could stop screen sharing for now. Sorry. On a regular Tuesday in 1965, I got off the school bus with my older brother and walked to our apartment building. As usual, there was a crowd of people waiting for the elevator. It was a little after 5 p.m. and everyone was on their way home after work. We got into the elevator at 5:25. People crowded in behind us until the elevator was at capacity, then the doors closed and it began its slow ascent, 1965. Suddenly the lights went out. The elevator shuddered to a stop. We had no idea that we were among over 800,000 people stranded and stuck in elevators and subways all over New York City, and what would be known as the Great Northeast Blackout of 1965. All we knew is we were trapped in a dark, crowded cubicle. There were flashes of light as people began flicking their cigarette lighters. One man took advantage of the light to force open the decorative door, which revealed the steel door behind with its huge lever. Another man pushed the lever, and the elevator door flew open. Miraculously, we had stopped about 6 feet above the lobby, and as the door opened, we could see the people still waiting on the ground floor. There was a very small opening at the bottom of the elevator. Mr. Weinstein, an old man with a thick Yiddish accent and blue numbers tattooed on his arm, took command. Now, this is 1965. That's 20 years after the Bereshit. So very recent. So this Mr. Weinstein was an old man with a thick Yiddish accent and blue numbers tattooed on his arm. Authoritatively, he called, "Let's at least save the boys." He pushed something into my hand and he said, "Ezol zayin for a shmira." Immediately, my brother and I were lowered through the gap into the waiting hands of those in the lobby. We were the only ones in the elevator small enough to be lowered down. Before we disappeared into the mass of people, Mr. Weinstein called, "Hashem Yishmor." My brother and I looked at each other at a loss. The elevator was broken. The staircase up to the 13th floor was darker than night, and our father was not due home till 7. I thought, Mr. Weinstein said, "Hashem is watching over us." At that moment, I heard a familiar voice calling my name. My father came striding across the lobby. His last two appointments had been canceled, and he came home early for the only time I could ever recall. Even more unusual, he was carrying an old flashlight. I never noticed a flashlight in his car, never before and never after, but somehow he had one. We began to track up 13 flights. On the 11th floor, my father's flashlight began flickering and fading. Then we heard my mother's voice. "Moshe, is that you? Do you have the boys with you?" My mother was walking downstairs with a candle to meet us. When I entered our darkened apartment, I gave my mother the object Mr. Weinstein had pressed in my hand in the elevator. It was a cigarette lighter. He obviously thought we might need it. My mother took it away from me and put it aside for safekeeping. Years passed. Decades passed. In 2015, my mother left this world. And among other papers and effects, I inherited a small cigar box. It was marked 636 Brooklyn Avenue. That was the address of our old apartment building. I put it away without even opening the box. A few more years passed, September 2022. I found myself speaking casually to a group of men after the 11 p.m. Maariv in our shul in Psaic, New Jersey. Something reminded me, for some reason, of the 1965 blackout. And I briefly related to the group of men how my brother and I were rescued from the elevator, how an elderly Holocaust survivor gave me a cigarette lighter. I added, this year, the secular date of the anniversary of the blackout, November 9th, falls on 15 Cheshvan, just as it did 57 years ago. Then I wondered out loud, whatever happened to the cigarette lighter? There was a man standing nearby. He seemed to be in his 70s, and he listened attentively to every word. When I walked out, he approached me. "That was some story you told about being stuck in an elevator," he said. I nodded. "I don't live around here." "Actually," said the man, "I have never been to Psaic before. But I'm intrigued by that old gentleman who gave you the lighter in the elevator. Do you remember what his name was?" "Sure," I said, "Mr. Weinstein." The man's face lit up. "My name is Weinstein. The man in the elevator was my grandfather. I was a teenager during the blackout, and he told me the story of being stuck in the elevator with two boys." I was stunned. "Mr. Weinstein's grandson pleaded, 'Do you have my grandfather's lighter?'" I had not seen or even thought about the lighter in over half a century. But his voice was full of desperation and longing. I suddenly recalled the box I inherited from my mother 7 years ago. I never even thought to open it, but I knew exactly where it was. I told the man to meet me at my office in 1 hour. I know it's a long story than I usually quote. It's worth it. I retrieved the box and I opened it. There were a few old keys and a lease from 1963. And there it was. A silver cigarette lighter. My mother attached a note to the lighter, given by Mr. Weinstein to the boys on the night of the blackout, November 9th, 1965. I returned to the shul to give Mr. Weinstein's grandson the lighter. His eyes lit up. He caressed it lovingly. It was very tarnished, but we could discern a faint Hebrew engraving. Mr. Weinstein's grandson, now in his 70s, carefully rubbed his fingers over the spot to clean it. The engraving read, "Shomer Yisrael." Below the words, in small letters, were the words Warsaw, Erev Rosh Hashanah 5700. So it's 5783, 83 years from today. Mr. Weinstein's grandson looked at me and through tear-filled eyes, he said, "Thank you. My grandfather told me he had a cigarette lighter given to him by his grandfather at the beginning of the war in 1939. His grandfather told him," in other words, Mr. Weinstein was talking to Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Eisenman's grandfather who was in the elevator, "grandfather. At the beginning of the war, that grandfather gave him a cigarette lighter. He told him it would be a shmira for him. He told him to keep it with him during the war. And my grandfather," says the man, "even hid it with him in Auschwitz. My grandfather told us that when the lights went out in the elevator, he was sure the war had begun again. The Nazis were bombing again. He told us his one last act of chesed." I guess it should have began with Al-Shosh Trem Ha'olam Amir Al-Torah Avodah V'Al-Gmilas Chesedim. His one last act of chesed, he gave the lighter to a red-headed boy who was small enough to escape the elevator. He was sure that only this boy and the brother would survive the bombing. Later, when he realized it was an innocent blackout and the Nazis were not returning, my grandfather wanted to get the lighter back. Unfortunately, he passed away soon after. I've been davening to find a lighter for 57 years. Today, when you told the story, I knew Hashem finally answered my tefillos. Rabbi Rani took Eisenman said to him, "What were you doing here at the 11 p.m. Marv tonight?" I said. "I wasn't even planning to be here," Mr. Weinstein said. "In fact, I never even heard of, say, New Jersey. I was flying from overseas to Newark. I was supposed to catch a connecting flight to the West Coast. My flight was delayed. And when I asked someone where the closest late Marv was, they told me to come here. My Zaidi," the man from the elevator, "always told me to say Shalom Aleichem to the Rav of the show. So after Marv, I followed you out of the show and I heard your story." I replied back, "Your commitment to Tefillah B'Tzibur is inspiring." Mr. Weinstein admitted, "I would have davened B'Yechidus, but when I heard the plane was delayed, I looked through my phone and I realized I should be saying Kaddish tonight." "What do you mean you realize you should say Kaddish? Are you an Aval? Do you have Yahrzeit?" "No, but on my phone I keep a list of all my relatives and the dates when they passed away. And if there's no one to say Kaddish, I try and say Kaddish. I noticed tonight is the Yahrzeit of one of my family members," he said. "The truth is I didn't even have time to check to see whose Yahrzeit it is. Let me look." He scrolled through the phone and I heard him suck in his breath. "Tonight is the Yahrzeit of my Zaidi Zaidi," he said. "Tonight is the Yahrzeit of the man who gave my grandfather the lighter. He died in the Warsaw Ghetto." "What is his name?" I said. "His name is my name," said the man. "Shmuel Zalman ben Aryeh Leib Weinstein." Mr. Weinstein shook his head again. "I came here looking for a late Maariv, and I'm leaving in possession of the only existing physical link to my past. I've been davening for 57 years to find a lighter. This is my first time ever in Passaic, New Jersey. And on my Zaidi Zaidi's Yahrzeit, Hashem answered my tefillos." Mr. Weinstein rushed back to Newark Airport, and I stood still, awash in awe of the Creator. I totally had a different share planned, like totally. You know, it's even funnier. Much earlier today, as you know, I wasn't feeling well this week. Much earlier today, I hadn't done a thing for Shabbos, or I hadn't shopped since last week. Nothing. Much earlier today, I said to my daughter, "Tamar, I don't know what I'm teaching in Pirkei Avos class tonight." So she said, "Mommy, do you go in order of the Mishnah?" I said, "No." So she said, "So open Pirkei Avos, find the Mishnah, look at the Mefarshim, and teach us." I said, "That's what I'm going to do." The funny part is, I really didn't know what I was teaching. Only Hashem knew, because I thought I was teaching something totally different. I prepared something totally different. And Baruch showed me a food, and I cooked and baked for Shabbos. Nisnaba v'lo yada masha nisnaba. When I said I didn't know what I was teaching, I taka meant I didn't know what I was teaching. So I'm going from the final Mishnah in Pirkei Avos to the second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Shimon HaTzadik hayi mishyari knesses ha-gedola. Hu haya omer. Ashlosha dvarim ha-olam omeid. Isn't this cool? It's amazing. Hashem says, just sit down. I'm in charge. You're not in charge. Stop thinking you're in charge. You work for me, God says. I don't work for you. You told your daughter you know what you're teaching? You're right. You mamish don't know what you're teaching. Shimon HaTzadik says, the world stands upon three things. Ala Torah. Every week we, Baruch Hashem, get together to learn Torah. To enter into Shabbos Kodesh inspired, I hope. Invigorated, uplifted. Full of chizak. On the Divrei Torah of Torah Shabbat Pev, Pirkei Avos. Al ha'avoda. Today we don't have korbanos, but we have tefillah. And sometimes we daven la'olam misad adam shivchal shomakom v'achar kach hispalal. And the Gemara says, you know who you learn it from? Not Yaakov Avinu. Why? Says Esther Goodman, because then you might think you always get answered the way you want. Sometimes we don't see the answer the way we asked right away. So we learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu. But nevertheless, katonti mikol ha-chasadim mikol ha-emes asher asisa as-avdecha. Ki v'makli avarti as-hayarden ezeh v'ata ha-yisi l'shtei mechanos. I think it relates to the anonymous sponsor as well, who's sponsoring a shelef ha-odat ha-kosh baruch hu, all the brachos he keeps bringing into their lives. You need to focus on the abundance of blessings we have. And sometimes it might take 57 years to see that the Ribbono Shel Olam answered your tefillos. But he's always listening. He's always waiting. He wants us to talk to him. He wants us to remember. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekomo Shel Olam, Ve'en Ha'olam Mekomo. Hashleich al Hashem Yahavecha V'hu Yechal Kalecha. Cast upon God your burden, He will sustain you. Al Shalosh Hadvarim Ha'olam Amen. Al HaTorah, the Torah learning holds up the world. Al Ha'avoda, our tefillos, hold up the world. Al Gmilas Chasadim. Mr. Weinstein thought the Nazis were back. He was a survivor, Rachman Atzah. And he gave up the most precious thing he had in the world, to do a chesed for two Yiddish kinder. The cigarette lighter that his grandfather gave him in 1939, that he kept in Auschwitz, that he never let go of, that was engraved the word Shomer Yisrael, as is what he thought would be his final act of chesed. He gave it to little Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Eisenman and his brother. And he said, Hashem Yishmer. And on his Zaydis, the Mr. Weinstein of today, Zaydis Yurtzeit, Hashem brought it all full circle. So a lot of lessons from tonight's year. Lessons in tefillah. Lessons in humility. Lessons in remembering Hashem runs the world. Sometimes you think you're going to do something and you're really not. When you say you don't know what you're teaching, maybe you really don't know what you're teaching. Hashem wants you to remember that our actions help hold up the world, but Kosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam, the creator and sustainer. In the right time, Be'ezos Hashem, we will all see our tefillos answered. L'tova, l'vracha, l'yeshua. And may the light of the Chanukah Licht illuminate this very dark galus with the ultimate answer to all of our bakashos. I thank our sponsor very much once again, very, very much. This is, I think, her fourth time sponsoring. Tizki the mitzvah so the ma'isim tovim is chus refuah shalema for shalam bat Rachel and tovia ben yenta shava. And also as a shavach v'hoda, how apropos to tonight's shir, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that he gives us. Thank you so much, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the ride tonight. I wish you all a Shabbat shalom and v'ezer Hashem. Maybe next week we'll go back to the last Mishnah and Perakal. But you never know. You have to stay tuned. Thank you so much, everybody. B'sorot tovos and Shabbat shalom.